You want to tonight, turn to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 14. The Bible says, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." And now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. We preach this morning on those that's called, and I want to preach tonight on those that's chosen. Amen? The called and the chosen. As we look at this tonight, and we can see the Lord Jesus Christ in it. Amen. I won't say, Lord's in everything that's done. He's in all His holy right. Amen. If there's anything in this book, it's got something to do with Jesus. I'm glad, praise God, for that. Now as we look at this tonight, we begin to see some things. We begin to see some calling out of some men. We've seen some this morning. Praise God, when the householder came along and he called some that was in the marketplace. I told you that was the type of the world. They were standing idle, amen. Not that they didn't want to do something, but no man had bid them come, amen. So God began to move in their hearts. He began to come to men and women, praise God. He began to come to people and he began to put them to work, amen. He began to send them out into the field as laborers to the harvest. And as God begins to do that, we can see the mighty hand of God. But I want you to notice something tonight, and the way God lays it out. Number one, God has a conversion for people. God comes to souls. He touches their life and He changes them from the inside out. He begins to give them an unction and desire to seek the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to where He is. We see this in example, His conversion of Peter before the Lord ever said, "Come and follow me." We see Him in Luke chapter 4, verse 38. We see as Peter called to the Lord, as He's coming out of the synagogue, and He said, "Hey, how about coming to the house? My mother-in-law is sick with a fever." And said, Jesus went into the house of Peter over there by Galilee. Amen. Went into the house and He healed her, and she got up and begin to minister. So we see that there was some faith in these fellas as they begin to follow God, begin to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. They begin to realize who He was. I'm going to say, praise God, if we're ever going to do something for the Lord, we first must realize who He is. We must realize that He's someone important. He's someone that's God-like. He's someone that can give us help. Once we realize that, we're well on the road to becoming a disciple of Lord Jesus Christ. But not only do we have a conversion, but we have that calling when God comes along and He begins to speak to our heart. And now I want you to notice here, hey, praise God, He didn't get some up-de-doo people to do His work. He came and got some old common fishermen, amen, down by the seashore. He come down to where old Peter was, and He called him out of the boat. Amen. He chose him. Hey, just like He does me and you, He just calls common people. You know, God, the Lord said one time, He said, "There's not many rich that's going to make it in the kingdom of heaven." Amen. He said, "It'd be easier for a camel to pass through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to make it to heaven." Praise God, because the things they have, if we ain't careful, we let things get in our way, don't we? So many times, if we've got stuff and substance, it gets in our way. But I want to say, praise God, we should never let nothing get in the way of serving Jesus. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing like being on the firing line for the Lord. Amen. Doing those things, praise God, that bring Him joy. And I praise God, if we begin to do that, you'll begin to have joy in your heart. God will begin to give you that joy, praise God. But He began to call out Simeon for the work of the Lord. Now I want you to notice the kind of people He does. Now He didn't call out slackers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen to me. God, He didn't call out slackers. He called out men that was busy doing something. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you want God to call you? You want God to use you? Get busy doing something. Amen. He called old Peter and Andrew, and the Bible says that they were casting a net.
Amen. They were doing something. They was working. Amen. Hey, they was expounding some energy. Hey, you know what God wants tonight? He wants some energetic people. God wants somebody with some energy to do a little bit of something for Him. Amen. Hey, He don't require a whole lot. Praise God. He expects us to put our all into it. Amen. Hey, listen. Notice He didn't just go get anybody just along the way, but He got some people that was doing something. They were energized in the work they was doing. Amen. They was a cast in a net. Amen. They was industrious. They was doing that, praise God, that would make something happen. Not only was they a cast in a net, but Bible says in verse 19, said they were men in the net. James and John, he's not only was they was industrious, but praise God, they was resourceful. God, they were good stewards of what God gave them. They took them nets and they had them out there, they'd washed them out, and they was mending them up. They was fixing those loose spots, praise God, so that the fish couldn't get out. Amen. So the Lord comes along and He sees these kind of people. They were just common foe. But God came along and began to minister to them and through them and to begin to call these kind of people. Amen. Just common folk like me and you to do work, praise God. Those that's resourceful, those that's energized, those that's wanting to do something. If you want to do something, praise God, God will put you to work. Amen. So we see the kind of person, we see how the kind of people that he called. They were people that had been out on the sea. They were fishermen. These weren't sissy men. Amen. I believe in the world today we've got a lot of sissy men. Amen. Hello? We've got little old sissy men, praise God. It want mama to do everything. Want mama to take care of the house, and mom take care of the children, and mom take care of the mowing the yard, and mom take care of everything. We raising whole society of sissy men. Amen. Praise God. We need to stand up and get these boys, praise God, give them, assign them some chores, praise God, get them outside, get them away from that TV and video games and put them to work. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know what they'll do? They'll grow up, be somebody God can use. Amen. They'll have a desire to do something, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Amen or old me. Praise God. Amen. We're ruining our young men. Amen. You young and fix it. Hey, Amanda, praise God. You got a little old girl. You raise her up to be a good mama. And the ones got little old boys, you raise them up to be good men. Amen. They don't need to be like mama. They need to be like daddy. Amen. If he's a good godly man, he gets out and works. Praise God. Earns it by the toilet. Praise God. Get out there and get with it. Amen. That's free. It costs you a dime. Amen. But it work. Amen. It work. Praise God. But these men, they were resourceful. They were industrious. They were learned men. You know, they learned it through the school of hard knocks. Amen. They learned it out there in the sea. Now, that's the Sea of Galilee. When we was out there, they told us, you said you got to be real careful because when you're out on the Sea of Galilee, the storms can come up real quick. And they come up, they're real severe. So you got to be watchful. Amen. Now, I want you to know this kind of men the Lord picked out. He picked out some men, praise God, that would be watchful. They'd be looking for things. They would have a watchful eye. Amen. Not only did they have a watchful eye, but they was good at waiting. You know, to be a fisherman, praise God, it takes sometimes a lot of patience. That's why, hey, a lot of people ain't good fishermen because they don't have much patience. Amen. But you got to have patience. So he had some people that was, some men that was watchful and some men that had patience. You know, us men, we need to learn patience. Amen. You know, we might ought to spend some time on the riverbank, praise God, with a fishing pole and say, look, I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to take my son and we're going to sit there till we catch a fish. Praise the Lord. Go fishing. Amen. Teach us some patience. You know, we go out and we throw out, and praise God, if we don't get a bite right off, we're ready to go to the house. Amen. But praise God, we got to learn to have some patience. Most of all, the world, look, and these men weren't afraid to toil. They weren't afraid to get out there and work. Amen. To do that was necessary. But notice the call that God gives these men. The call that gives, the invitation in the call. He says, come, you after me. He said, hey, listen. He said, hey, listen. Here's the invitation. He said, come. See, that's what God's still doing today. The Lord's still doing today through the Holy Ghost God. He's saying, come. He's sending out that invitation today, praise God, to those that would come. He's saying, come to me. come to me. He said, all that's left, weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He said, just come. I don't understand why we don't come when the Lord calls us to come. Amen. But He sends out the invitation and the call and the part of the invitation. He said, come. Amen. Amen. He called them out. He said, come to me. Come ye after me. Ain't that what He said? Come ye after me. Amen. And so notice not only the invitation and the call, but the submission and the call. He says, come after me. He says, follow me. Amen. The Lord said, hey, listen, he said, wherever I go, you go with me. Amen. He said, wherever the Lord wants you to go, He said, you go. That's the submission in the call. The invitation call, the submission in the call, to just be willing to follow the Lord. I know there's a whole lot of people today in the world, there's a whole lot of people sitting in fundamental, independent, Bible-believing churches that God's speaking to your heart, directing you, praise God, something for you to do, and we're sitting there, praise God, like a stump on a stool of do-nothing, and we don't go. Amen. We don't do what He wants us to do. And we're missing a blessing. And we're missing being a blessing on someone else when we don't go. But He said to go, amen, to come, and He said, hey, listen, to follow the Lord. Not only is there submission in the call, but there's a separation in the call. These fellas had to leave their profession. Amen. The Bible said, He said to follow me, and said they left all. They forsook all. Remember, we talked this morning about Peter. And Peter said, Lord, we've forsaken all to follow you. What do we get hereafter? And the Lord began to give them the parable of the householder, praise God, and the vineyard, and the laborers. Amen. And He said, hey, listen, said, this is the way it is, praise God. But He said, hey, listen, there's got to be some separation. He said, when we separate the disciples, they said, hey, listen, Peter and them said, hey, we're not afraid to separate. We leave all. They left their profession. They left their fishing. They forsook it all to follow Jesus. The Bible says they left families. Said James and John left their father, left their friends. Amen. They served probably their friends or buddies. And they left it all to follow Jesus. Sometimes we have to give up some things to follow Jesus. Now, not everybody has to leave your profession to follow Jesus. Amen. But there's times, praise God, you got to just lay it down in order to listen. We got missionaries, praise God. I want to read these to you. Remind me before we leave. We got some missionary letters that's left all to follow the Lord. And God's blessing in a mighty way, a spectacular way. Why? Because they minded the Lord. They separated themselves for the glory of God. Amen. Not only in to have the separation in the call, but we have the Savior in the call. He says, follow who? Me. Amen. We got to be careful who we follow. We have to follow the Lord. Amen. To allow Jesus to be the Lord of our life and to just follow Him, praise God, in this walk that we have. Life is short. We need to be about the Lord's business while we're living it. Amen. Praise God. So He said to follow me. He's our prime motivation in our Christian life is to follow Christ. He said, just follow me. He told the rich young ruler, he said, just go sell all you own, give it to the poor, and take up your cross, and follow me. Amen? So He's our prime motive, praise God, for what we do. We're just followers of Christ. Amen? So we have the call, praise God, the invitation, the mission, the separation, and the Savior of the call. Then we've got the promise in the call. Do you realize God's made us a promise when He calls? God don't just call you and just throw you out there and say, make it. Just flounder around the best you can. God, when He calls you, praise God, He makes provisions for you in the call. Amen. He makes provisions. Amen. Now notice the promise of the call. He said, I will make you to become fishers of men. He said, I will make. He said, I will supply the power. I will supply what you need to become what you need to be. He said, I will make you. Amen. I will make. Not you yourself. He said, you can't do it. You don't have the capacity. He said, but I'll make you what you need to be. Amen. He said, I'll give you that strength. That's the promise in the call. Amen. I'll make you. I'll remanufacture you. In other words, I'll make you into that you need to be for the glory of God so that you might be used in the day that we live. Not only the promise in the call, but the picture of the call. He said, I make you to become fishers of men. Now we can see this picture. Now it's not, now this in this parable, it's not literal. Amen. They're not going out there with their nets, praise God, and casting them over somebody, pulling them up, praise God, dragging them off, slaying them and eating them. Amen. That's the... Yeah. Amen. If I'd get them in, praise God. But that's not what he's talking. He said, I'll make you to become fishers of men, praise God. He said, I'll give you that desire to go out there and bring them in, to reel them in, to pull them in. Amen. I'll give you to where with, to praise God, and the desire to seek after them. He said, instead of being fishermen and fishing for fish, he said, I'll make you to fish for men. He said, I'll let you take that strong desire to be successful, hey, praise God, at fishing, and I'll use a strong desire to make you successful catching men. Amen. So you see the picture in the promise, the picture in the call. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm not going to... Wouldn't it be nice? Well, I say, wouldn't it be nice if you just cast a net over here, men knock them in the head, praise God, and they'd go on to glory? Amen. But I don't think God intended to be that way. Hey, one fellow said one time, said, hey, he said, if I knew I could get them in, get them saved, knock them in the head, and they'd go to glory, he said, I'd be killing them left and right. Amen. But God don't work it that way. If God saves you, praise God, he's big enough to keep you. Amen. If you go astray, praise God, he's big enough to reach out and get you and bring you back. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the picture in the promise. Not only do we see the promise and the picture in the promise, but we see the power in the promise. Amen. He says, I will make you. Amen. Do you see the power that he offers us in the promise? He said, hey, listen. He said, when God calls you, he said, it's a divine calling. Amen. And said, when he gives you a divine calling, he'll give you a divine enabling. He said, I'll enable you from on high, because you know, he said, hey, I know when I about on that riverbank, I said, Lord, I'm just no sorry sinner. I ain't no account. I ain't got no education. God, I ain't fit for the kingdom of God. I said, I ain't able to do nothing. But Lord, if you can use me, here I am. Amen. I said, I don't know nothing. I don't know how to do anything you want me to do. But he said, that's all right. He said, I called you. I'm in a divine calling, and I'll give you a divine enabling. Amen. Begin to move in my heart, praise God. I used to be backward. I was quieter than Aaron. Amen. I wouldn't say nothing in public. Amen. But praise God, God got a hold of my heart. He saved me, put me in the ministry, and praise the Lord, my mouth just started flying open. Amen. Praise the Lord. It made a difference, praise God. Not only do we see the power in there, it come from God. He said, I will make you to become fishers of men. Amen. So not only does he have the power in the promise, but the process in the promise. You know there's a process in the promise. Amen. He said, to become fishers of men. You don't get saved and get into the work of God, and right away you're super saint. You know everything there is to know. Amen. I believe that. I believe that's been the downfall of many a Christian. God's called you, praise God. You got into the work of the Lord trying to do something for him, and praise God, you've got defeated in the way. But an old man of God, Brother Jim Whitty told me one time years ago when I first started Bible college, he said, praise the Lord. He said, I was preaching at the Bible college. Say, I didn't know what it was about. And I just went in there and said, hey, would you like to preach for us during the Bible conference? I said, well, I guess too, if you want me to. I said, what you need to do, you got to make an outline so we'll know what you're preaching about. And then say, we're going to look at that. And then you get up there and you preach. Amen. Well, I didn't know they was grading us on that. They was a prize involved. I didn't know that. And I didn't know, praise God, that they was critiquing us and that we were supposed to stand behind the pulpit and we were supposed to whip by our outline, line upon line, precept, right down the word, right down the line. Amen. I didn't know all that. And praise God, I got up there and I got to preaching, praise God, and God moved on the scene. People began to praise God, and I just preached. Amen. When I got done, they said, hey, you didn't win. I said, didn't win what? I said, oh, we had a brand new Cambridge Bible that were given to the contestant or the person that stayed closest to their outline and preached and done it in the way that we're trained to preach. I scratched my head. I didn't take that class. Amen. I missed out on that class. Never took it. Hey, I could have a degree, a bachelor's degree in theology, but I never took that class. God wouldn't let me. I said, wait a minute. God called me to preach. How can somebody show me how to preach? Ain't nobody can tell. I probably should have took it. Amen. I could have stood here and I could have give you the word without sweating and a spitting and a slobbering. I can't. You know what they did over there today? Let me just tell you this on our people. Well, not on my family. They lined their chairs up there, and all in front where I put the little thing, the podium thing, put my Bible down there, and they just start scattering. I said, what are you doing? They said, we're figuring which way the winds are blowing. They were getting upwind. Yeah. They said, we don't want to spit on us. That's just wrong. Amen. But God calls us. When He calls us, He empowers us, and He gives us the process of the promise. Become fishers of men. He said, I'll begin to give you that teaching, that instruction, that equipping for the ministry. That time of preparation. That's brother, after when I preached that message, and Brother Whitten, God shook my hand and said, bless your heart, brother. He said, I'm so glad that you answered the call and you come to prepare. He said, the call is the call to prepare. Amen. Praise the Lord. And boy, that stuck with me. Amen. So I said, praise the Lord. I spent 5 years over there in Trinity Baptist Bible College. 5 years, 4 nights a week from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. For five years. You'd think I'd learn something, wouldn't you? Amen. But praise be to God. Why? Because that's a time of preparation, a time of preparing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that time of preparing. Why? Because God called me to do something. Amen. He called me to do something, and He was choosing out. He's been choosing out some people. I told you tonight, I'm going to give you a difference between the call and the choosing. Those called and those chosen. He said in Matthew verse 20, chapter 20, verse 16 this morning, He said, for many are called, but few are chosen. What's the difference between those that I've been telling you about that's called and those that's chosen? Let me give you an example tonight, and you fellas, you'll hook up with this pretty quick. I believe the ladies will too. Amen. That calling and that choosing, that's something, hey, we know about. Right? We know about the calling and the choosing. We know exactly what is. Amen. We see it all the time in society. He said, preacher, I don't know where you're at. You lost me. You're out of the book. Just a little bit. But I want to say, hey, listen, does anybody know what the NFL is? Amen. The NFL, it's a football league, right? Well, every year the football league, the NFL, has a draft. Amen. Now stay with me. During the draft, what they do is they try their best to call these men that think's going to be the best for their team. Amen? The NFL draft, they call these men that's going to be the best for their team. Amen? Before the preseason. And they draft these men in. Amen? From all over the world to come in there. They're chosen, praise God. They're drafted into a certain team for the NFL. And in the preseason, these men get out and they practice and they work and they evaluate them. But what happens when it comes time for the first game? There's a lot of these men that are drafted that don't make it through the final cut. They don't go on the team. They're not put on the field. Amen. That's the difference in the call and those that's chosen. They take time to prepare. They take time to see what they can do. They take time to evaluate them and see whether they've got the dedication it takes to get in there and go hard at it. They make sure that they're not going to get out there and go a little bit and quit when the things get tough. Amen. They begin to evaluate. They begin to check them, praise God. And they begin to choose out some. Amen. Some that's dedicated. Some that'll make a commitment. A strong commitment to be as good as they can be. Amen. I believe there's a lot of folks called today, but they're never chosen. See, now God gives us a perfect example. He called these disciples, but they was some that was, the Bible says they was a whole bunch of disciples that followed Him. They was a whole bunch that was saved and believed in the Lord Jesus that was following after Him. But they was only a few that He chose out. Amen. To be that elite bunch, praise God, that was going to spread the gospel. Amen. That he knew that was going to be have the staying power, was going to stay in there and preach and magnify God and not quit. Amen. We're still having it today. In the day and hour that we live, praise God, God's a calling out men for the ministry. Calling them out, and praise God, but they're not being chosen. They're still sitting somewhere on a bench. They're still sitting somewhere. Hey, a lot of them had answered the call when I did. They're sitting at the house. They've quit. Amen. They're not preaching. Don't even call themselves preachers no more. Gave it up. Amen. Why? Because they wasn't willing to commit. They wasn't willing to dedicate the time. Wasn't willing to get the training. Amen. Wonder what we're willing to do today. See, God's calling and He's choosing. But we need to be those, praise God, that's called and chosen. Amen. The calling is a glorious calling. Praise the Lord. Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1, he said to make your calling and election sure. And in that, when he makes that statement in 1 Peter, he says that, and he says, wherefore, the rather, brethren, giving diligence to make your calling and election sure. Now, I want to say, praise God, in the calling of God, he said it's not only a glorious a calling that he says over in verse 3, but he said it's also a sure calling. Amen? Making our calling and election sure. Peter says a calling of God, he said it's a glorious thing. And praise God, he said when we're committed to it, he said when we give all diligence, when we put all of our effort into it, he said it's also a sure thing. Ain't you glad that today? Ain't you glad it's just not some fleeting thing? It's here today and gone tomorrow. That's not the way it's meant to be. Praise the Lord. But he said, hey, you make your calling and election sure. He said, when God calls you, he said, praise God, you get in there and you give it every bit of effort you got and you become one of the chosen of God. One that God can use in a mighty way. There's a lot of people today that God's not using. He's called you, but you're not willing to go. Amen. A lot of folks is not willing to go. They're not willing to put the effort into it that it takes to be a disciple of Christ. But he said he's called you. He's give you all the things that you need. Amen. He's give you all the information and ammunition that you need, praise God, to be strong in the faith. But it's what we do with what we know that makes the difference. See, those NFL players, they can be the biggest guy in the world. I mean, they can have big old muscles and big old stout arms and legs, and they can run the 40 and really quick. Amen. But if they're not willing to put forth the effort, amen, to be a part of the team, the commitment and the dedication, then you know what those old scouts do. They look at him and they tell the owner, said, hey, this fella's not going to make it. Said, we called him, you know, we offered him a bunch of money, but he ain't worth it. We need to call that one. We need to get him out of here. And so what the owner does, he goes to him, he says, hey, look, buddy, we can't use you. And you know what he said? He said, well, wait a minute, you called me. I'm here because you called me. You said you could use me. He said, yeah, but you know what? You're not willing to put forth the effort. You're not willing to be part of the team. We can't use you. You're out of here. Oh, he's still talented. He's still got the big muscles. Still run the 40. But he's not willing to be a team player. He's not willing to put forth the commitment. He's not willing to make an effort. And so he's shelved somewhere. He's put on sideline. Traded off to a lower league, something. Amen? Because he's not willing to commit. That's the difference between called and chosen. Amen? God's chosen out some people. I believe God's chosen out some people in this place. And if we put forth the effort, praise God, I believe He's going to use you in a mighty way. Amen. I believe some of these young people, I believe some of these young people are going to commit themselves to the service of the Lord. They're going to get out there and they'll say, you know what? I want to win souls for Jesus. I want to be pleasing to the Lord. When all the world and all the young people around me are going out after the world and the drugs and the alcohol and the tattoos and the junk of the world, I'm just going to stay with Jesus and I'm going to try to live a life that's pleasing to Him. I'm going to make a commitment and I believe God's going to use them. I believe God's going to raise up some missionaries and some preachers and some good godly mamas and some Sunday school teachers right out of this church, because I believe we got some young people that's willing to make that commitment. they're willing to be dedicated to the Lord. Amen. And I believe God's going to choose, He's calling them, and He's going to choose them out. And He's going to set them aside for His glory. I believe that. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. So that's what God wants to do today, praise God. He wants to convert us, He wants to call us, and He wants to choose us out and put us into the service of God. Amen. Each and every one of us, what's God got for you to do tonight? Where does God want you to be? Amen. God don't want you to sit on the sideline. But you know what we got to do tonight? We got to make that commitment. Amen. We got to make that commitment to Him. Just make a commitment to the Lord. And say, Lord, that submission, Brother Rex talked about this, we just got to submit to Him. And once, like Brother Bill said, once we submit, we can commit. So you can't commit to the Lord till you submit to Him. And just say, Lord, you're all that He is. You're the most important part. And Lord, I want that to be part of who I am. And then you can make a commitment to Him, and God can bless you. God can take you, God can use you, and God can build something out of you for the glory of God. Called and chosen. Amen. Wouldn't you like to be one of the chosen ones? See, those chosen ones, they got special privileges. When Jesus was going up on the mountain of transfiguration, He said, hey, Peter, you and James and John said, I want you to go with me. They didn't know. You know, they jumped on. I said, okay, Lord, we're right here. You know, we forsook all to follow you. Where do you want us to go? They didn't realize when we went up Mount Transfiguration, they was going to get to see just a glimpse of glory. Amen. Praise God. They got to see those old saints of old. Amen. Praise God. Got to see just a glimpse of God Almighty Himself. Praise the Lord. They come out of their chains forever. Not the men they used to be. Why? Because they was chosen, God. They was chosen to go see some things that the others didn't get to see. Why? Because they was making. Because they had made a commitment. Amen. Made a commitment. They dedicated themselves to the Lord. Peter asked a question. He said, "Hey Lord," he said, "we've left all and followed you." He said, "What are we going to get in exchange?" And the Lord says, He said, "In exchange for that," He said, "I'm just going to give you glory." Amen. Amen. He said, "I'm going to give you a whole bunch more than what you ever had." Praise the Lord in the days to come.